Well, Hannah Bradburn is with us. She is with the Hiawatha, but with the Picture Rock. Hiawatha's close, but anyways, you're at Picture Rock. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So how did the Lakeshore make it through the winter? We had a couple stories during the winter, but things in that environment are always going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was a milder winter, but we're getting a little bit of spring snow, which is more than welcome with the lack of snow that we had throughout the winter.
So was there a noticeable drop in number of people visiting because of the mild winter?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have official numbers for sure, but some people were coming out and doing more, you know, springtime activities, going on hikes a little bit more than snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. So we did see a little bit of change in use, but we'll see what those visitation numbers end up looking like.
Yeah, it was disappointing for the ice climbers, eh? Those caves are usually pretty cool and pretty reliable, but this year they just kind of melted on us, eh?
Right, yeah. It was really warm during that time, but we're hopeful for next year that we'll actually have some ice climbing.
Yeah. Well, looking ahead to the summer, already planning, right?
Oh, always.
And one thing that I know you guys are looking for are kids to come work, do various things in the Lakeshore throughout the summer. What's the opportunity right now that you're publicizing?
Yeah, so right now, Picture Docs National Lakeshore is seeking youth age 15 to 18 to come work on our Youth Conservation Corps. Youth Conservation Corps is a program that is nationwide. It's been going on for many years. And essentially, we take youth and we put them to work in the park, working on trails and grounds projects, and it is a paid position. We pay $15 an hour for a 40-hour work week, and those positions at Picture Docs go from June 17th to August 9th, and they'll be working outdoors, working on trails, that sort of thing. So it's a really great opportunity to come out into the park, do some work, work on a team, develop some of those really useful leadership skills, and get exposed to the Park Service as a potential career path even.
Yeah, what are some of the things that they have to do? You mentioned working on trails. What are some of the skills that the kids learn?
Yeah, so no experience is necessary. We'll teach you everything on site, but you could be working with, you know, power tools, or you could be, you know, digging holes, that sort of thing, but it's a lot of manual labor.
Okay, and but have you seen in the past where a kid will get into this program and then end up becoming a full-time employee, you know, a little later on in life with the Forest Service?
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of people who have stories of working for YCC when they're in high school and then going on to become full-time NPS employees or even just working a summer at a different national park as an official employee after high school. So there's lots of those types of stories, but whatever you learn on YCC is also really applicable to any other job you're gonna work on. You know, it teaches teamwork, it teaches communication, those sorts of things.
So how about for opening? What things are open already and what things are going to be opening in Picture Rocks with regard to campgrounds and other facilities?
Yeah. So our campgrounds, they'll open in May, but, you know, Munising Falls is always open. If the roads are good, you can get to Miner's Castle. You can get to Sauble Falls, that sort of thing. But that really depends on, you know, if we've had a snowstorm recently or not. Sandpoint is always open as well.
And as for the kids, how many are you looking for?
We are looking for, you know, around a dozen or so, maybe a little bit more. So we'll get some good kids in there.
All right, and how can they apply? Because they should start doing that soon, right?
Yeah, we'll be accepting applications through May 3rd this year, so you can head to our website, and we have our application there. You can also reach out to Mark Lyles. His email is mark_lyles@nps.gov, and he'll get you the application materials. You can mail us the application or drop it off at park headquarters as well, or email it in.
All right, lastly, anything else that I didn't mention that you think the kids or their parents would like to know about this opportunity?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. It teaches a lot of really valuable skills, and we always love the kids that come and work for us. So it's a really good opportunity all around.
Well, Hannah, thanks for doing this. I know we'll be talking again as the park really gets it into high gear in May and June. But thanks for this. We'll let the kids know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jack.